Welcome to Benefits Update. This is Natalie Choate. An employee whose retirement plan accounts holds appreciated employer stock can get an incredible deal under the tax code. Basically, that employee can pay tax at capital gains rates, maximum 15% right now, rather than ordinary income tax rates, maximum 35%, on the built-in gain in that employer stock. Here's how it works. Suppose Charlie is age 65 and he's retiring from his job at the Tiger Lumber Company. His profit-sharing plan account holds $1 million worth of Tiger stock. Charlie has no other retirement plans at Tiger. This is it. Upon his retirement, the plan distributes all the stock from the account to Charlie in a lump sum. Even though Charlie has received a $1 million lump sum distribution, and even though he does not roll over any part of that distribution, he does not pay immediate income tax on $1 million of income. Only part of that lump sum distribution is currently taxable, namely, an amount equal to the plan's original cost basis for the stock. Let's say the plan's cost basis for the stock is $300,000. That's the amount that Charlie must pay tax on at the time of the distribution of the stock. And this portion is taxable as ordinary income. But what about the other $700,000 of value? That is called net unrealized appreciation, or NUA. And the NUA is not taxed until Charlie sells the stock. And then it is taxed as capital gain, not ordinary income like most pension distributions. What's that I hear you say? Stock must be held for a year to qualify for long-term capital gain treatment? Well, that's true usually. It's true for you and it's true for me, but that rule does not apply to Charlie. An employee who receives a lump sum distribution of appreciated employer stock can sell the stock anytime, even the very same day he receives it, and the NUA portion will still be taxed as long-term capital gain. But he doesn't have to sell it the same day. He can hold it as long as he wants. The NUA portion won't be taxed until he actually does sell it, and whenever he sells it, the NUA is treated as long-term capital gain. I know you're thinking that's a pretty fantastic deal, but wait, there's more! Suppose Charlie's lump sum distribution includes other stuff besides the employer stock, maybe some cash or mutual funds. He's not going to get any special tax deal on the cash and mutual funds, so he might as well roll that stuff over to an IRA and keep it tax-deferred. The IRS says that's fine. The employee can roll over part of the lump sum distribution and still get the special NUA treatment for the employer stock that's not rolled over. Clearly, for such a juicy tax deal, there's going to be some restrictions and requirements. In the case of the NUA deal, there are two main requirements. The first one is, the plan has to hold stock of the employer that sponsors the plan. If you work for the Smith & Smith law firm and your 401k account in the Smith & Smith plan holds lots of appreciated Johnson & Johnson stock, you can't get the NUA deal for that stock. You can get the NUA deal for Johnson & Johnson stock only if you work for Johnson & Johnson. Second, and this is the most technical requirement, the stock must be distributed as part of a lump sum distribution. Lump sum distribution is a very technical term. It has a very specific meaning in the tax code. A lump sum distribution for this purpose is a distribution of your entire plan balance within one taxable year following the most recent triggering event. Triggering events include reaching age 59 and a half or termination of employment, regardless of age. If the employee participates in more than one plan at the same company, he might have to take a lump sum distribution from all of the plans or several of them in the same year. They may be aggregated for this purpose, depending on what type of plan it is. Well, wouldn't you think that employers who have NUA stock in their retirement plans would want to make their employees aware of this wonderful deal? You would think so, but tragically, it happens all the time that employees make mistakes because no one told them about the NUA deal. Here are the three most common mistakes that we see. The first mistake is muffing the lump sum distribution requirement. Suppose Charlie retires in 2008. After retirement, he withdraws $50,000 from his $1 million 401k balance and uses that money to take a trip around the world. He comes back in 2009, and now he wants a lump sum distribution of the rest of the plan. Well, he can withdraw all of the rest of the plan balance in 2009, but it won't be considered a lump sum distribution, and he will not qualify for the special NUA deal. Why not? Because he spread his distributions out over two taxable years, 2008 and 2009, following the most recent triggering event, which was for him separation from service back in 2008. Well, if Charlie finds this extremely upsetting, he can kill himself. Death is a new triggering event, and then his beneficiaries will be able to get the NUA deal again when they inherit the 401k balance. The second mistake we see is selling the NUA stock inside the retirement plan before you take the distribution. If you do that, then the employee gets a cash distribution, and that isn't entitled to any special breaks. The third mistake is rolling over the NUA stock to an IRA. Once it's in an IRA, it no longer qualifies for the NUA deal. The NUA deal is never available for IRA distributions, only for qualified plan distributions. So don't let your clients make those mistakes. Even if you're not an expert on NUA right now, you need to have one thing engraved on your brain in this subject. Here is what you need to have engraved on your brain. If you have a client who has employer stock inside his or her retirement plan, or who could purchase employer stock inside his or her retirement plan, do not let that client take any distribution or roll over anything from that plan until the NUA deal has been evaluated. Okay? Now, the key word here is evaluated. The NUA deal is not necessarily a good deal for everybody. For Charlie, who is older and who has a huge amount of NUA, the NUA does offer a great deal. But for a younger employee or someone with less NUA, it might not be a good deal. For example, suppose Leela is age 40 and she's changing jobs. Her 401k plan holds $50,000 worth of employer stock with a plan cost basis of $40,000. So the difference between the current value, $50,000, and the plan's basis means there's only $10,000 of NUA. If she took a lump sum distribution of $50,000, right now when she leaves her job, she would have to pay immediate ordinary income tax on $40,000 of it, plus a 10% penalty on that $40,000 because she's under age 59 and a half. And all of that current tax would be incurred just to get favorable NUA treatment, capital gain treatment, for the remaining $10,000 NUA portion. Leela might be better off rolling the whole thing to an IRA. That way she'll keep all of her benefits 100% tax deferred for a few more decades, and she might just as well probably just give up on the NUA. But regardless of how the evaluation turns out, the evaluation must be done before the employee takes distributions. So when it is time to take a distribution from that plan, you now need to either become an NUA expert or hire an NUA expert to figure out how best to deal with that employer stock. Planners who do a lot of NUA work really know the ins and outs of NUA, and they can do great things for clients who have this type of stock in their plan. I have three NUA advisors that I call on when I have an NUA question, and these are the guys who helped steer me straight on the NUA section of my book, Life and Death Planning for Retirement Benefits, see Chapter 2. My advisors are Bob Keebler, CPA from Green Bay, Wisconsin, Frank Duke, a CPA in Cincinnati, and Mark Cortazzo, who's a CFP in Parsippany, New Jersey. Here are just some of the creative ideas that I've heard from Bob Keebler and Frank Duke and Mark Cortazzo. These are some of the types of ideas they use to maximize the value of their clients' NUA stock. One is giving NUA stock to a charitable remainder trust, so the client gets a lifetime income without ever paying tax on the built-in gain. Another approach is a partial rollover of the NUA stock, trying to avoid paying any current tax on the plan's cost basis while preserving the NUA deal just for the NUA portion of the value. Another planning approach is based on the fact that different employers, strangely enough, have different ways of computing the plan's cost basis for employer stock. And sometimes those rules can be exploited so that just before someone is retiring, they may be able to load up on stock in their retirement account with a low cost basis and thus instantly acquire some NUA. Well, in closing, when Enron went under, we heard endlessly about how the company's employees lost money on the Enron stock in their retirement plans. Less well known are the stories of thousands and thousands of employees, ordinary rank and file employees who have become millionaires through the company's stock in their retirement plans. And for them, the NUA deal is an added bonus and it becomes an important part of their wealth. For Morningstar Advisor, this is Natalie Choate.